Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
From Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. This week we sit down with former Real Housewives of Atlanta star Cynthia Bailey, who opens up about her decision to leave the show, what she has planned next, the ultimate girls trip, and where her relationship stands with NeNe Leakes. I know, you know, it's been a few weeks since you announced that you were leaving Real Housewives of Atlanta. Has it really sunk in yet?
Not yet. You know, I'm still processing. And, you know, I guess because I'm getting ready to come out on television again with the Ultimate Girls Trip, it kind of feels like it's over, but then I'm still hanging out with a bunch of housewives on this, on that show. I don't think it's going to sink in until the show comes on and I'm not there. Like right now I kind of hit the ground running. I basically posted my goodbye, ran, jumped into bed, put my head under the covers. And then I started checking the comments and it was so much love and support. Like I was blown away. And I kind of basically just hit the ground running after that. I got on a plane. I came out to California and I've been, you know, pretty much booked and busy ever since.
No, definitely. I mean, is this something that you were thinking about for a while?
Yes. For the last couple of years, for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had a great run. It's been like 11 years. You know, Bravo, NBC Universal, Truly Original, they have been amazing to me. But I just think there is just an expiration, or at least a point where you just need to take a break.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to be able to focus, have a little bit more time to focus on my marriage, because now that I've just celebrated my 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, congrats.
It's like getting married is part one. Staying married is part two. You actually have to be with your husband sometimes. And you know, the show basically, you know, we have, you know, Atlanta was number one for a long time. It takes up a lot of filming time. Mm-hmm. I would have to be in Atlanta. We're talking about 7 months and then we're promoting it and getting ready to gear up again. So I'm just honestly excited that I was able to do it and have as much fun as I did with the show. I did it my way. I feel like I was always able to, you know, promote my businesses as an entrepreneur, you know, keep my integrity, have, you know, keep as much class as I could on the show. Right. It was not easy. And now it's just time. Not only is it time, it's just the right time. It just feels right. And again, I have so much love and support from the network. It almost feels like it's like a happy leaving the show. It's almost really like a celebration than anything, which I think may be a first.
No, definitely. I would say so. I mean, did they want you to come back as in like a friend role at all? Was that discussed?
To come back as a friend role, which I did consider for about 5 minutes, because I thought, wait, maybe this is a way, because it's kind of hard just to cut the cord, you know what I mean, after 11 years. So I thought, well, maybe this is a way where maybe we can kind of figure out together how, you know, maybe I can only be in like, you know, a certain amount of episodes that won't keep me in Atlanta all the time. And I can still just come on as a friend and, you know, still, you know, hang out with the ladies who, you know, I adore. And, but then I just thought, you know what? I really think either I'm just going to be all in or all out. Like at this point, it's like, you know, I got married on the show, my first season. I got married on the show, my last season. It kind of was like kind of a perfect way to just tie it up in a bow to just go.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, and be clear, like I'm not opposed to coming back at some point, just not anytime soon. Like I just honestly need a little break from the drama.
No, I'm sure. And like you said, it kind of came full circle. I mean, you said you just celebrated 1 year of marriage. Congratulations. I mean, what has this past year been like? Because, you know, they always say the first year of marriage can sometimes be the most difficult. But how are you and Mike? How are you and Mike doing?
You know, all things considered, we're actually doing really well. Because you have to also remember, we were very much tested, you know, when the pandemic hit. So all of a sudden we went from being bi-coastal to in each other's face 24/7. Then, you know, we, you know, had our wedding and it was during, you know, the pandemic, and that was very stressful. And, you know, we made it through that. And now, you know, we're just, you know, enjoying married life together. And I feel like we've, you know, with everything what's, you know, has happened in the world, I think we've done pretty good, you know, like the whole world changed. So, you know, our relationship changed a little bit as a result of it. I'm spending most of my time in California now, but we still are technically bi-coastal until we, you know, figure it out. But I'm really excited that I get to spend more time here and just be with my family. You know, my daughter Noelle is here. His daughter Kayla's here. And, you know, it feels good to just be able to be here.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure you'll always have Lake Bailey, but do you see yourself moving out there full time?
I don't know. You know what? This new chapter is new beginnings for me. I can't really confirm or deny that. Like, I just don't know. And it's exciting and, you know, scary as hell at the same time, because now I'm like, oh, well, you know, my next chapter, everyone's so excited and happy for this next chapter. I'm like, wait, what is this next chapter going to be?
Right, but that is so exciting. Like, I mean, I totally understand it being exciting and scary, but that's probably, it is exciting that you have all like these opportunities on the horizon and you can kind of decide exactly what you want to do. I think that's awesome.
It is, but you know how it is with change and, you know, new beginnings, you know, it's easier said than done. And then you're like, okay, all right, I got to be pretty great in this next chapter, because I got a lot of people out here rooting for this next chapter. So I got to bring it. So
definitely.
I'm excited.
As you should be. And I'm sure whatever you do is going to be fantastic. And I know a lot of people, we've talked about this before, and so many people have always said that you would be a great addition to Beverly Hills if you decided to, you know, move out there full time. I know you want to take a nice break, but is that something maybe in the back of your mind that you would do, like our first crossover housewife?
Yeah. You know what? I'm 100% open to that at some point, just not right now.
Yeah.
You know, I just need at least a year, maybe 2 years, like off doing some other things. And, you know, although, you know, I won't be on Housewives, you know, because we just did, you know, we filmed Ultimate Girls Trip.
Yeah.
You guys will still get to see me with some of the ladies. And I'm so excited and proud to be a part of the Ultimate Girls Trip. It's the first one. I feel like we definitely set the bar high for ones to come behind us. And it was very different from shooting Atlanta. It was, you know, the fans have been wanting this for a really long time. You know, you just saw a bunch of different, you know, personalities from different franchises and house, a beautiful house, colored house, a mansion, whatever, and Turks and Caicos. And it was very interesting. You guys definitely have to make sure you stay tuned. I will leave you guys with this. You know, I always lead with the best intentions. I always do peace. But at some point, 50 Cent had to, you know, I didn't put my costume on, but 50 Cent definitely, little 50 Cent had to come out a little bit toward about the third day of the trip, maybe the second.
I'm sure a lot of drama can go down in just 8 days.
Oh yeah. When you put a bunch of women, crazy women in one house. Absolutely. Absolutely. But overall, it was a fun trip. And although I bumped heads with a couple of ladies, two or three of the ladies, we made incredible memories together, and I will always have love for all of those ladies.
Yeah. Who surprised you the most, and who did you instantly bond with? I know you talked a little bit about forming a friendship with Teresa.
Teresa. Mm-hmm. That is my girl.
Yeah.
I was the most curious about Teresa. Mm-hmm. You know, we have some mutual friends in common, but I didn't really know Teresa, and she's just been through so much, and she is still standing. She is in such a happy place. She's in love. Like, she made it through, So I was kind of like rooting for her from afar. And I was just curious about everything. Like, I couldn't wait to get her alone and, you know, just be like, girl, tell me about jail. How was it like in jail? Because I'm like a little obsessed with jail movies and documentaries and stuff. And what I know is I don't want to go to jail.
No.
So she went through all of that. Was really just so interesting to me. Yeah. Like, I just thought, you know, everyone that was there, I find her the most interesting and really honestly the most sweet. When I tell you, I mean, I didn't know if she, you know, she was going to just turn up and start flipping tables everywhere. Right. I didn't know what was going to happen. And I really can say I walked away from that trip with a new friend.
I love that.
I love Teresa.
What surprised you the most about jail that she said?
Well, you know what? It actually seemed like a good jail. It was going on and on about how delicious the chocolate chip cookies were. I was like, wait, you had chocolate chip cookies in jail? She was doing yoga. I was like, okay, I don't want to go to jail, but if I do go, I want to go to Teresa jail.
Yeah, seriously. Sign me up, I guess.
I'm like, was it the Four Seasons jail? Did you go to jail? Did you go to Canyon Ranch?
Right.
So yeah.
Amazing. It seems like a lot of people on the trip butt heads with Ramona. So maybe the Ramona roller coaster came out.
Coaster was in full effect.
Yeah.
Everyone was on that crazy ride, you know, a couple of times, you know, some more than others. We definitely bumped heads. You know, I gotta be honest. I just kind of take Ramona where she is. After my like second argument with her, I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna cough this up to like, this is just what you do. Like, you just don't have a sensitivity chip. You don't really have a filter. I don't even know if you're aware of what you're saying half the time at this point. So I don't have the energy to go back and forth with you since you got other people, you got to go back and forth. Right. I just kind of tapped out in the end, but we definitely had some, you know, some very strong conversations.
Yes.
And I actually started the trip really trying to help her out because, you know, she kind of put her foot in her mouth as soon as we got on the plane before we even took off. So, you know, being the voice of reason over here, I just thought, you know what, let me pull my girlfriend to the side here and just give her some advice if she wants to be able to get along with anyone on this trip. So, but anyway, you guys will see how that all played out, but hey, all a girl can do is try.
Yes. I'm like, clearly she didn't take it, but I think I think you make a good point. I feel like Ramona never knows exactly what she's saying and has no filter.
She doesn't take it that seriously. Like, honestly, she'll like, you'll get into a whole argument with her. And then 5 minutes later, she's like, hey, do you want to go have a drink? You know, hey, do you want to go have a drink now? I'm like, no, we just cursed each other out. No, I don't want to go have a drink now. I'm still processing. I'm the kind of girl that if I'm upset with you, I need my time to process my upsetness. You know what I mean? I do not want to hang out with you right after an argument. No, give me some space.
Yeah.
A couple days.
Got to breathe a little bit. I know that you went there with Kenya too. And it seems like based on the trailer that the two of you kind of butt heads a little bit as well.
We did. And, you know, I don't want to make that big of a deal out of it, but I will say, you know, Kenya for me is one of the ladies that I'm the closest to. So she was the one that I was the most emotionally invested in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she hurt my feelings and, you know, I really didn't see that coming. I definitely, you guys will see, you know, I started the trip. I just wanted her to be happy. She was going through her divorce, mm-hmm. she was her baby for the first time, beautiful Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to be as supportive as I could of her because I knew more than any of the other ladies, you know, how difficult that was because we're on, you know, Kenya and I were on Atlanta together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of the ladies are moms. So I knew they would have some compassion for her. Mm-hmm. Well, in the end, I felt like blew up in my face a little bit just because I felt like that same reciprocity wasn't there for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had things that I was trying to do on the trip and I felt like that love and support didn't show up the same way.
Yeah.
And that bothered me. So we had to have a conversation about it, which, you know, escalated a little bit, but at the end of the day, you know, I've been friends with Kenya for a long time and I will always have love for her. I'm obsessed with my niece, Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, regardless of what happened on the trip, which you guys will have to wait and see,
yeah.
You know, although I feel like the dynamic of the friendship I feel like although the dynamic of the friendship has changed a little bit due to that trip for me, there'll always be love there. And I don't think it's anything that, you know, we can't get past.
Yeah.
We've had to do press and stuff together. We're already past it, but I will be honest. The friendship has definitely changed. Although for me, the love will always be there.
Yeah. Has it changed for her too, you think?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know. All I know is I just, you know, recently saw her, you know, out here doing press and stuff. And, you know, it's always love when we see each other, but we did have a off-camera conversation about it. I tried to have an on-camera conversation about it, but because it happened on camera, the rules are if you piss me off on camera, we talk about it on camera, because then you guys are like, well, why didn't you say something? You know, because you guys you guys aren't privy to our text and conversations outside of the show.
Of course.
So I tried to address it. That opportunity did not work out for me. And over time, we did have a conversation months later. And I felt like it was a really grown conversation, and I appreciated the conversation, and we'll just see where we go from here. But again, the love will always be there. But as a friend, you know, I'm allowed to be disappointed and hurt. And that's just what happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, regardless of where we are, I can always, you know, root and support her, you know, in the best way that I can, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, under the circumstances.
Definitely. Oh, I hope everything works out.
That makes I'm rooting for her on Dancing with the Stars.
I was going to say,
she's killing it. Mm-hmm. And she's doing an amazing job. I'm so proud of her. And, you know, she'll like send me, you know, the, you know, little Dancing with the Stars stuff to post. And I always like make sure I throw it up there for her and vote for her. Definitely rooting for her. I think she's doing an incredible job.
Definitely. Did you know that she had those dance moves in her?
Well, you know what? She's always talked about her, you know, being a dancer.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that she was as good as she is. Like she has been killing it. Like I've been watching all the stuff online. I'm like, oh my God, like she is. Very, very, very talented.
She is. Definitely. Well, what was her reaction when you announced that you were leaving, Atlanta?
She was supportive. We were texting back and forth and, you know, I can't remember exactly what she said, but she felt like if anyone could transition out of, you know, from this show and go on to even bigger and better things. She felt like, you know, brand wise, talent wise, you know, that I would be fine.
Definitely. So
that meant a lot. I appreciate that.
Of course. And now how about Portia? Have you talked to her at all?
I have not talked to Portia. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know why I really haven't talked to her. I know she's like, you know, in love and she's getting ready to get married and, you know, I think she's focusing on her relationship, which you know, I'm very happy for her. You know, I have to say in the beginning, I didn't really understand what was going on.
Right.
And I think she may have taken it some kind of way. I think she would have taken it as me not being supportive, but I honestly just kind of stayed quiet because I just didn't know, you know. And, but, you know, one of the things that Portia and I both have in common is we are both lovers of love. Mm-hmm. We love hard. We move fast. Yeah. And, you know, I'm happy for her. If this is her happy ending, she has my blessings.
Yeah. Were you surprised by that relationship? I think I'm sure a lot of people.
I think the whole world was. Yeah. I had no idea. Like I literally just met the man when, you know, with Fallon. Like, you know, it was surprising. Yeah, definitely surprising.
Definitely. Have you spoken to Nene at all? How's she doing?
I have. You know what? I unfortunately was not able to make it to Greg's celebration, which I felt horrible about. You know, when Nene and I were close friends, she found out about Greg's cancer during that time. So I felt like I've been kind of a part of that journey with her, you know, for years as a friend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're obviously not friends anymore. Yeah. However, you know, just like the rest of the world, I had so much love and respect for Greg and you know, what they shared together. And I wanted to make sure when I went back to Atlanta that I, you know, went to check on her.
Yes.
So I recruited Miss Marlo and I was like, you have to come with me to see me because I'm scared to go by myself. Right. In 2 years. And I do not want to turn up to the Lanithia Lounge and have the door slammed in my face. Mm-hmm. So Marlo was great. You know, she came with me and Nene was very surprised. It was a little awkward at first. I think pretty much shocked to see me, but I'm really glad that, you know, after like you know, 30 minutes or so. We were fine. And we ended up, you know, I ended up staying, you know, to closing, really, honestly. Mm-hmm. And we just slept like, you know, 2 years hadn't happened. It was just like old times. And looking back, I'm really glad now that I wasn't able to make it to the initial celebration, because mm-hmm. I never would have gotten that one-on-one time that I ended up getting, just going to the lounge and, you know, sitting with her and, you know, giving her a hug and, you know, just trying to be there for my old friend.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, I know it was all about Greg and, you know, his celebration, but was it almost like a way to close that chapter on the friendship? Or do you think this is a way to reopen that chapter and kind of maybe start fresh?
Well, you know what? I, at this point in my life, I'm not forcing friendships mm-hmm. from anyone. It either just has to be natural, organic, and more importantly, it has to be healthy for mm-hmm. me. So I'm fine with where we are, just in a respectful, cordial place. I mm-hmm. root for her from afar. I'm always going to love her. And it just is what it is. For me, it was really just out of respect for Greg to just mm-hmm. go and see her. Like I needed to do that. I needed to do that. It was the right thing to do. And it was something that I wanted to do. You know, definitely. Greg, I'm sure, was smiling, you know, just knowing that, you know, we were able to sit down and laugh, because he was very supportive of our friendship and just definitely. A lovely, lovely man. So I'm good. If anything, I'm not close to anything, but I'm not chasing anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Definitely. No, I think it's great. And, you know, it seemed like it was a beautiful celebration of his life and, you know, both.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, definitely. Did you read Dave Quinn's book about the housewives?
You know what? I spoke to Dave. I was like texting back and forth with him, and I hate that I missed his party. He invited me to it. And I had so much fun being interviewed for the book. I actually have the book with me in LA. Oh. He sent it to me, and I got to be honest, I just read my parts because it's a big thing.
it's thick.
What did they keep in that I said? Because, you know, you do all these long interviews, then you see what they keep, and you're like, oh shit. Okay. Yeah. So I, on the plane yesterday, I fast forwarded and read all my parts, and I was like, okay, this represented everything that I did, you know, say in that interview, but I cannot wait to read the entire book.
Yes. Was there anything from the Atlanta chapter that surprised you?
You know, even when I was reading my parts, there was some different, you know, parts from, you know, some of the other ladies, you know, mm-hmm. people were very honest.
Yeah, they were completely so honest.
Mm-hmm. And that I thought was not only surprising, but just refreshing to just say what it is. It's nice, you know, as a reality star before, you know, the whole fourth wall, there's so many things that we couldn't say, to just be able to say, hey, well, this is actually how I got casted on the show. I really didn't know anybody. They told me that was going to meet up with Nene and da, 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 and whatever. And I did. And, you know, and just say, you know, really how this whole process works. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people don't really know. And then they, you know, we show up on television together and you're like, wait a minute. So you actually just met some of these women? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, definitely. I loved your quote that there's no fame like housewives fame. I think that's a great quote.
Oh yeah. Because, you know, I had like, you know, my history is fashion, the fashion.
Of course. Industry. Yeah.
And, you know, I was very known in the fashion industry, but I was obviously not a household name. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with reality, being a reality star, and specifically Housewives of Atlanta, it's like instant celebrity. It's like instant fame. Like I thought, like, you know, as an actress, you know, my fame really depends on my body of work. Mm-hmm. If I do amazing movies and television shows, people know me. And then, you know, it grew from there. Like on Atlanta Housewives, I came on, I think my first episode that I was introduced on, the next day, I remember being in the McDonald's drive-thru. Noah used to love their biscuits there
so
that
good.
Morning. And, we're picking up her little biscuit and her orange juice and her grape jelly. It was a strawberry, but anyway. And the lady at the drive-thru, who we always would see every morning, she's like, oh my God, you're the model on the show. I was just watching you last night. And literally it was just like in one day, and the rest has been history. Everywhere I go, any part of the world, like my husband and I, we went on vacation to Ghana a couple of years ago, and I just could not believe that I had, you know, my African sisters and brothers running up to me going, hey, you know, hashtag chill, 50 Cent, 50 Cent. I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy.
That's amazing.
In Africa, yeah. And they are like quoting the lines of the crazy stuff that we say. So
that's incredible. That it really is. It's got to feel amazing.
It is, you know, it's like, I think, you know, as I think about my legacy, mm-hmm. Because now I get to go back and watch, I'm actually excited to go back and watch all the different episodes. I may just watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, like that I can leave this very entertaining, very uncomfortable for me, you know, mm-hmm. for so many seasons, like entertainment out there for people to enjoy. And I can go back and look at it. It's pretty amazing. Like, look back, I don't know how the hell I lasted 11 years. Like,
it's a long time.
and to be able to do it with grace mm-hmm. and class and class. You know, kindness mm-hmm. and love. Like, I just honestly never became anybody but me. Like, I just did it my way. I was me the entire journey. And for that, I'm incredibly, incredibly proud of that. I was able to not, you know, that I'm still standing, that I wasn't able to, that I didn't go crazy. And anytime I did do something that I wasn't proud of, I was, you know, very quick to apologize and make it right. You know, I genuinely felt remorse. So I think I did okay. I think I did okay. And, you know, for that, I am, I'm just very proud that I was able to do that, because it's not easy to do that on these type of platforms. It could really go, you know, a different way.
All right, Cynthia, before we wrap up, like I said, we have a couple of these housewives secrets. They're just some fun behind the scenes questions. Okay. So first one, was there ever any drinking rules while filming?
Drinking rules? Mm-hmm. No, there were never any drinking rules, but I always wanted a drink when filming. I think I drank the most during filming. Hopefully I'll lose a little bit of weight now that I'm on the show, because I don't think I ever really filmed that much if I wasn't drinking, to be honest.
I don't blame you.
I needed a cocktail because I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if the red dot was on my head. I didn't know if I was being set up. I didn't know what was going to happen. So I definitely am the margarita on ice with salt, light salt on the rim girl, for sure.
Totally. Did a producer ever ask you to do something that you just didn't want to do?
I remember one time, and this is, oh my God, we were filming and Peter and Apollo had become close mm-hmm. and he had shared with Apollo the whole Mr. Chocolate thing. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And I had to go tell the group and I felt so bad. And they were telling me, we're not scripted or anything like right. that. But they, obviously they put us in situations because otherwise we would like just sit there and talk about what clothes we were in the whole time. So we have to create a show. And I remember my showrunner at the time, Carlos King, he was like, in this scene, at some point, you need to let Phaedra and the group know what Apollo told Peter about Mr. Chocolate. I literally grew an ulcer in my stomach in that moment. It was so difficult for me. Like, and everyone knew we were there for a reason. And mm-hmm. I just didn't, I was like, maybe the electricity will go out. Maybe there will be a hurricane or tornado, and I won't have to say this. I was like praying for any natural disaster, anything to happen to like make the scene stop. And unfortunately it didn't. And I had to drop it. And I remember looking at my phone, I would like, my phone would be buzzing. I'd be able to be like, drop the bomb. Be like, oh my God, I can't do it. And Phaedra was so freaking nice to me that day. Like, as soon as I saw her, she's like, oh, hey, Cynthia, you look so pretty. I love your sweater. Your hair looks so pretty. And I was like, stop being nice to me. I have to drop a freaking bomb in a minute. So it was torture for me. And I felt so freaking bad. I was like, oh my God. So finally I was like, Peter said that Apollo told him that you were dating someone named Mr. Chocolate. Peter said it. Oh my God. And everyone was like killing me in the interviews. I was like, that was the worst bomb dropping of all time. Like, anyway. And that's when you realize, like, I don't enjoy, even for television, I don't enjoy hurting people's feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like it. So I never could be a villain on the show. That's just not who I am. even for TV, I'm just not cut from that cloth. Like that was the worst. I'll never forget that. I was like, oh my God, please don't. And I remember after Carlos came over, he was like, that was the worst bomb dropping in the history of Housewives. I was like, thank you. Don't ask me to do anything else. I don't want to drop any more bombs. Let me just do events and have fun and be like a girl's girl.
That's so hysterical. I love that. That's such a great story. That's awesome.
Oh my God. So funny.
Biggest regret from your time on the show?
Honestly, I don't really have any regrets. You know, I can't say that I did anything that I was not okay to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I felt like I did, again, everything my way. I felt like Bravo really gave me a really fair shake on the show. Mm-hmm. I think I was, you know, mostly painted in a very positive light because this is who I am. So I have lessons, but I don't have regrets.
Okay. What is the biggest reality TV filming secret that you can share with us?
Well, I don't know if it's a secret, but I definitely pretty much was just not capable of filming without having a drink first, for sure. That's for sure. And it was very helpful for me coming from a modeling history to be able to know how to do my own makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times I did my own glam, especially my makeup. And I think that gives you an advantage, especially on trips, you know, because a lot of times we don't, you know, our glam doesn't come with us. And you know, I don't have time to like try to hire a local glam if we're like in South Africa, whatever, just like whatever. So I felt like I always had an advantage just in terms of like hair and makeup, because I kind of knew how to take care of myself as a result of my modeling history.
Totally. And then last one, proudest moment on the show.
Oh my God, my proudest moment. I would definitely say when my daughter Noelle came out as Fluid, for sure, because that really wasn't about me. It was about her. And you know, I wanted to make sure that she knew that I supported her decision. I supported her happiness. I believe love is love. And I wanted her to have freedom to go out into the world and not feel like she was hiding something by not talking about it on the show. And as a reality star, when we don't talk about it on the show, it's like, you know, the fans look at it as like we're trying to keep a secret from them. And that was not the case. I'm so incredibly proud of Noelle. She's out here in LA with me. She's killing it. Well, she has her own place, excuse me. But she's killing it as an actress, as an influencer. She's really finding her way. And I will say, you know, there's a lot of moments that we shared together. Even when she was a little girl on the show, she was always a little like wise beyond her years. Where she just, you know, it was like just she and I for a long time, you know, she had my back and I've always had her back. And I was just proud to see her step up in that way and agree to just have that moment on camera. It was very powerful. Apparently there's a lot of Fluid kids out here now. So had a lot of mom and dads calling me, thanking me, because they honestly didn't know how to deal with their own situations with their own kids. And for some reason, when Noelle and I talked about it, and I guess the way I handled it, it made it a little easier for other parents to have that conversation with their children and embrace it and try to understand it.
Definitely. That's definitely a very, very proud moment. And I'm so glad to hear that she's doing so well.
Thank you.
Of course. And I'm so glad to hear that you are doing so well too. This was absolutely such a pleasure. I always love catching up with you. Cynthia, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And like I said, I have a lot of things coming up. So
can't wait.
This will not be our last conversation. This will be one of many, many others as I move into this next chapter. So I appreciate you. It's always fun to talk to you as well.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.